You can see that the sermon topic is who is hopeful. And thank you. That children's sermon, you're going to hear it again in maybe slightly different words, but he did a wonderful job. And please compliment him on that, although he does one almost every Sunday, and they're amazing. Hope. Hope is the belief that there is a living God who interferes on behalf of people and can be trusted to fulfill promises. St. Paul in Corinthians 13:13 describes hope as one of the three lasting qualities of life: faith, hope, and love. Many times, if one is selecting a charm as a gift for a lady's bracelet, you'll see these three in one: a cross, an anchor, and a heart. The cross for faith in God and Jesus Christ, the anchor representing hope through the Holy Spirit. Now, just digress a moment. When you have time, sometime come in a quiet moment, if you can find one in your busy life. And try to find, there is a beautiful anchor in one of our stained glass windows. The anchor representing hope through the Holy Spirit. And lastly, the heart for love. It reminds me of the first great commandment, to have God in our heart, soul, and strength. The second is to love one another as Jesus and God loves us unconditionally. You'll hear much more about God's love next week in Barbara's sermon. She tipped me off a little bit. Hope is the belief that there is a living God who intervenes on behalf of people and can be trusted to fulfill promises. Hope continually uplifts us as we many times wait expectantly for some positive change in our lives. When you see a rainbow, as the Irish seem to think, there is some sort of pot of gold at its end, if you're able to find it. In any event, the rainbow is breathtakingly beautiful. That in itself inspires us to see God's beauty in all that he bestows on us. Someone will ask for a glass of water. It arrives perhaps chilled, perhaps not filled, but sparkling nonetheless. The question is asked, how do you see it? Half empty? Or in this case, more than half filled? Faith in the Lord helps you remember his goodness in keeping you aware of positive possibilities. Now, this may sound like goody two-shoes. We're told that God loves a cheerful giver, whether it be a smile, an encouraging word, or time, all an investment in hope in the future. Reverend Norman Vincent Peale described hope as expectation of success. Hope, expectation of success. When you live with hope in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit, you've discovered one of life's most powerful secrets of success. It is said that hope springs eternal in the human breast. Sometimes while praying for someone or something, the answer is not what you were hoping for. When my beloved hubby fell ill, seriously ill, at a relatively young age, prayers were offered by so many for his recovery, but it was not to be. However, the knowledge gained by the medical profession from examining the type of cancer involved has now aided, I would say, at least thousands. Perhaps this is considered pay it forward. Remember the movie? Anybody remember the movie? that wonderful young person who came up with the idea of doing all kinds of wonderful things, maybe ahead of what is expected. Isn't that hope and faith in action? Really? When you go out each day, why not breathe the air? Soak in the sunshine on this glorious day. Hold your head high. Greet your friends with a smile and put your heart and soul into every handshake. Picture in your mind the type of person you wish to be. This thought pattern will transform you in that person. The important thing is to get hope into your thought pattern. And once you do, there'll be nothing that you can't overcome. It is said the vital, growing person cultivates hope and makes it a bulwark of strength in every endeavor. The hopeful person is joyous and confident. Shall we be hopeful? There's a world of difference between these two words, hopeless and hopeful. It is suggested that we read inspiring stories of people who find hope instead of hopelessness. We should concentrate our thoughts to create a hope-filled attitude within us. Think, talk, act hopefully. As you do, hopelessness retreats and hopefulness takes over. Carl Menninger said it this way: hope is an adventure, a going forward, a confident search for a rewarding life, an expectance of success. As Easter people, as God's people, aren't we fortunate that the Lord decided to give us hope eternal? A friend recently asked me why I'm so fond of lighthouses, the nearest one being the Fire Island Lighthouse, opposite West Islip on Fire Island. In addition to offering guidance and safety, any lighthouse also offers great hope for all ships at sea, but the Fire Island Lighthouse is the one on the first landfall to the New World for vessels from Europe and elsewhere who may wish to arrive in New York City. Think of all the joys anticipated for the future as a result of positive promises of a new life or adventure, all given by hope with the guidance of our gracious Lord. Those who believe know that we have an awesome God who sees and hears all and gives us hope. Hallelujah. Be hopeful. Be happy. May we all say, Amen.